This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au. A proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this way to get there is through Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, won't somebody please pick up the children?
I'm not a policeman. I'm a princess.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family matters.
There is no better way to spend your Thursday night other than Family Matters on Joy 94.9. And for me, I'm here joined by Adriano. We're going one-on-one.
Well, I know. It's just us. I think this is a first. We've been left alone by the rest of the team.
The camp have deserted us. It's just you and I, Adriano.
Looking forward to it.
Dave and Adrian.
Welcome back.
Yes, I know.
You've been gallivanting across the globe.
Yeah, going from London to Paris to Munich and to other cities and whatever else.
It's a hard life.
It's a hard life. But you know what? Somebody's got to do it. Yeah. And I've decided I'll put my hand up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just... it's been a while since I've gallivanted anywhere further than, you know, Queensland. But it is the kids are getting old enough now. They're, you know, potty trained. So maybe I should be following in your footsteps.
Maybe.
What do you think?
I look a bit tired. I look a little bit jet lagged. My body clock's still altering. But you look a little bit tired as well. Looks like you've had a fairly decent week.
I have. It is the first week that kids have returned to school right across the country. And I'm not sure about you, but my Facebook feed is exploding with children, photos that their parents have taken. And I added to that with our own children that started this week. Can't wait to talk about that.
You said stories last week about school lunches, and you've been in preparation. You've been in training for like 6 to 8 weeks. It's game day this week.
It is.
I want to know how it went, the results, the wins, the losses.
Game day. I'm game ready. Yep. I tell you, we were prepped. We were organised. You could have put a stopwatch against our family getting ready for first day of school. So we'll talk about that. I'm also excited about talking Jack, who's secretary from Team Melbourne.
Ooh, Team Melbourne.
Which is something I'd only just heard of, which is the umbrella organisation for all the homo clubs around Melbourne. Sports clubs. All the gay or the LGBTI ones.
So that's obviously my expertise.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll be talking about all the other things like glitter.
Glitter? Oh, my gosh.
Kids.
Yeah, exactly. I do my best. But I've got to sign up for AusKick, so I need a bit of advice on that too.
I can help you with that.
Not for me, obviously, for the children. All that plus more, I'm sure, on tonight's show, Family Matters with Dave and Adrian. You're on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters at Joy. Your voice, your radio.
Taylor Henderson there with Light Up the Dark. You are listening to Family Matters on Thursday nights. I'm David and joined by Adrian. If you want to get involved in the show, you can always grab your phone, grab your computer, your Mac and email in. It's 0427 Joy 949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Can I get that out properly?
I think you did. Good work there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your enunciation is impeccable.
Gold star.
Well, we're back into that. This was the first week of school for children right across the country. And I'll be honest, there were lots of tears in our family. Not from the children, from the parents, but that's okay. We could deal with that. So, yeah, Tom and Alice in prep, and it was quite a big deal. And I don't know if it was like that in the olden days, but we went to the school, and there were what felt like, I would say, at least 100,000 children in the yard.
What's the vibe like?
It was amazing. They were running around. They were having a ball. This is before it all started. There were no tears. There was no
tears.
Tears from children. I'm not even making that up. All the kids thought it was like
let's get away from our parents for good.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like a party, and they were just so excited about it. So the parents were all sitting around. So parents had all brought their SLR cameras, you know, and their video cameras, and both parents were there. It was like packed. It was like party central. All the parents were excited. Paparazzi, everyone snap at all these kids. You don't know where your kids are. They were lost all over the place. And then they marched them all into the room with their new teacher, but of course the parents followed, you know. So you're in these tiny little rooms with all the kids, and we got into trouble. We had to
evacuate. What have you done?
No, well, though, we had to leave the room, and then what we did was we were peering through the windows, taking photos, and Miss Pritchard had to come up and tell us off. If everyone could please leave, you're distracting the children. And then all of a sudden, I felt useless, and then they were gone. They were done. And it was like,
let's nut it down, Adam. How did you feel about it all?
Well, that's really the most important thing, isn't it?
Exactly. You talked about tears. Was there a little...
Oh, it's hard. You feel nostalgia.
That 5 years of having these kids under your wings.
I think what I was thinking a lot about was actually looking back. I was thinking about, I was imagining myself, you know, 12 years in the future or something, looking back on the beginning of their school days. Yeah, and look, you know, it all goes so fast, you know. Do you remember your first day of school?
First day plus my second day, third day, and you could probably roll it in for about a fortnight or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I cried.
Oh, stop it.
Going to school.
Did you?
For about 15 days straight.
Why? Mummy's boy? You don't want to leave home?
Oh, a little bit like a mummy's boy. But I think I'm a person. Now, looking back now, I've grown up a little bit more wise. I don't think I like change.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I just don't think I like change.
Were you shy or extroverted?
Shy at the start.
Did you go to like pre-kinder?
Yeah, I went to kinder, did all the kindergarten.
You did all that?
Yeah, I loved all that.
Was it a new school? Well, what I mean is like...
New batch of kids, new batch of friends. Kids.
That's
I don't
right.
believe so, no.
Were you a whinger? Were you just like a bit precious?
No, I reckon yes, one, precious, two, soft. My parents said to me, David, the first day you don't cry, we'll give you a present.
Yeah, right.
So year 9, I think I got that present finally when I stopped crying.
Stop it. Yeah. No, well, you know, it's a big day. Everyone's very excited. The hardest thing was the routines we had to change in the house. So when the kids come home now, we've got a big list of things they've got to do. You've got to get your backpack. You've got to empty your lunchbox, put that on the counter. You've got to there's a notices envelope from the teacher that's got to go on the bench. You've got to put your bag in your room. You've got to change into your after school clothes.
That sounds too much, Adrian.
Yeah, and then after that, you can have a snack. And so today I was on snack duty. So the kids got Nutella toast.
Oh, nice. Yeah. After school.
Yeah. I know. I couldn't help myself.
Nutella toast.
I am an absolute...
Isn't that everything you like? Don't believe in? Like high sugar and...
I love it. When I was young, I used to go home and I would eat Nutella out of the jar, honestly, from a spoon. So I thought...
That explains everything now. So you talked so much about last week about the school lunches. So day one,
yes.
Tom and Alice get to lunchtime. They open the lunchboxes.
No, better. The day before the first day of school, we told Tom and Alice they had to make their own lunches.
Oh, wow.
So what we had done, right, I'm glad you asked. What we did was in the pantry, we lined up all the food they could choose from. So there was dried apricots, dried beans.
Oh, I can't think of anything better.
Like cerci, dried beans, like an Italian thing, carrots.
The list goes on.
Capsicum.
Oh, capsicum, my favorite.
Sultanas. And then we had cranberries.
Oh, finally, something half half decent.
And then we had, oh, stop it, really? No, come on, you love carrots, cranberries. And then we had, we made up, we had yogurt that they could add frozen blueberries to.
That's nice.
And then they had to make a sandwich, which that was like, ham and cheese in a roll. And we said they had to do it. And so they made their own lunch. And so we didn't know what it was. They just mixed and matched as they liked. And so they got to school and they devoured every last crumb of it.
That's pretty cool, actually. I actually like the idea of it. So they didn't have to put everything. Could they put everything in the lunchbox?
Well, only what would fit. But yeah, whatever fits in the little segments. So I went to school today to pick up the kids, and I was talking to the parents I don't want to say names, but anyway, one of the parents and three of them. And the three of them were all complaining about how the kids didn't eat their lunch.
Ooh.
And they asked me, and I was like, Tom and Alice ate every last bit of it, They devoured their lunchbox and, feeling very superior, of course.
So has this week been about big changes about the kids, or has it been about you, Adrian?
I think if in doubt, it's always about me, Dave. I think if we can just clarify that. So it was a big week, lots of transition for me and Ralph, but we did well, having to come out again, a whole new group of people, all these new parents, all asking about my wife. And
how is she, by the way?
She is great. but, so I've got my own little way of dealing with that now. I let it go the first time. I actually do not acknowledge it the first time, and I just keep on talking.
Yep.
And then if it comes up a second time, that's when I'll say. And hopefully by the time it won't come up a second time because someone else has already told them.
And whispered around. Yep.
And I ask people to whisper it around. I'm like, look, do you mind telling Beryl over there? Hey, Cheryl, can you tell Beryl? Because I don't want to make her feel awkward about it. And if you could just do it in the school newsletter, that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
So that's how we do. So we did that a couple of times. That's okay. So far, so good. No issues, though. So, yeah. So it's all good.
Big week.
Kids are in. They've learnt about the letter number one, the number two, and tomorrow is the number three. So we are...
I wonder what the day after is going to be.
I love it.
The weekend.
I can't. It's so much. Coming up next, we'll be talking to Jack from Team Melbourne about a big sporting event coming up this weekend.
So you can probably leave the studio now, Adrian.
I can't wait.
Your time's up now.
I've got a family segment. You'll hear about all that plus more on Joy 94.9, Family Matters with Dave and Adrian.
Thursday nights, Adrian and Dave, the team have deserted us. You are listening to Family Matters. Wonder where is the team?
I know. Everyone has gone AWOL, but... a big hello to Auntie Gina, who is keeping an eye on us from afar, our producer, wondering if I'm going to be able to handle the butch on the show tonight for all these sporting topics, and concerned that you were crying at school for the first 12 years of your school life. Suggesting you might
be
a very sensitive soul. A big hello to Bert from St Kilda East, who has donated $5.
We love Bert.
Yeah. Is there a competition going on at the moment
or
something,
Dave? There is, actually,
Dave?
Yes. If you can donate, I think you just have to donate $5, and you can donate $5 as many times as you want, and you go into the draw. And I think Joy, with a few other major sponsors, I think Virgin and GoGet, I think.
Yeah.
Will fly you to Mardi Gras for an exclusive experience.
If you ever need a good reason to send money Joy's way, then that would be it. Now, I want to discuss something coming up.
You seem nervous.
Nervous. So Tom is super excited about football. He's just obsessed with football. Don't exactly know how it happened. I actually don't know. I mean,
to you, Adrian, what's football? To you.
To me.
Yeah, what's football? What does football mean to you?
What does it mean? Or like, do you want me to explain the rules?
No, that's what does football mean to you?
It's like me asking, what do macadamias mean to you? That's what it's like me. And you'd be like, I just don't really know. I don't really have any emotional feelings to. Like, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't do it. Anyway, Tom loves it. And we got him a calendar for Christmas. He wants us to count down the days to when he starts football, and he's been asking us since for about a year now.
Oh, wow.
So Auskick doesn't start until you're in prep. He's in prep. So
Auskick is a modified game of football for novices and beginners and amateurs. That's what it is.
Is that a question or a statement?
That's a statement. I'm just trying to explain.
Are you telling me what it is?
Yeah, I'm telling you what it is.
Because I don't know what it is.
So Auskicks for the startup. So it's a modified game. So there's no real tackling or physical contact.
So it's not actually the same game of football. Like,
well,
are they not allowed to?
It is about learning the, like, handballing and kicking and then introducing goals. And
it's obviously for kids, though, right?
It's for kids, yeah. It's for 5 to 9-year-olds, I think it is.
Yeah, right. Well, so I know nothing about it. I know nothing about football. I never played team sport when I was... But come on, this is not uncommon. Lots of gay guys never played team sport, right? I was a good runner. And Ralph was a black belt in karate and was like a gymnast and a swimmer. You know, we did these individual things. Mm. Did you do team sports?
I was all team.
Cricket, really?
Footy, soccer.
Wait, are you a country boy?
No.
Where did you grow up again?
Just, Bayside.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I know these are stereotypes, but I didn't. So Tom is obsessed. So I went onto the website, Auskick dot whatever it is, and found my local, went to the website, and it is full on. I had no idea. It is like community. They're wanting you to be coaches. They want you to volunteer at the sausage sizzle. They have like inflatable jumping castles at these things every week. They want to... And I am a bit nervous.
I'm not getting it. What are you nervous about, Adrian?
Well, so here's the thing. I don't know the rules.
Okay, you don't know anything. Okay, that doesn't matter.
I don't know the rules.
There's going to be a lot of mums involved as well. I don't know. Rules.
Well, I know that there's something to do with an LBW. And,
no, it's the wrong sport.
And there's something, no, I know that much. no, I don't. I just don't. I don't know the rules. I can't. I assume all the dads there, and probably all the mums, right, are going to be like footy mums and dads.
Yeah, probably. But my advice would be you stand back for the first week, and just absorb the language and the lingo.
Yeah,
like good kick.
You know,
go. You can just say go, Tommy. Go, Alex.
But I can't put it on. It's got to be authentic. Like maybe I was thinking the other tactic is I go the complete other way, which is like I do the whole kind of like, oh, poor me, I don't know the rules. Oh. You know what I mean? Like I'm. So I feel like I'm back at school. I feel like I'm back at school. I'm having to go out in the yard where the people playing the football are going to be asking me questions like, I don't know. Does he need studs in his shoes? I don't know. Does he need long socks above his knees? I don't know. What shorts do you wear? I don't know. What jerseys do you wear? What? So all this stuff makes me feel like, you know, I need to support the kids. I'll be doing it, but I'll be going out of my comfort zone.
I reckon I can, you know what? You sound like a good fella. I'll help you out.
Do you think?
Yeah, I reckon I'll help you out.
Will you help me you on need, first week?
Yeah, I can help you out the first week.
You think?
Yeah, do you want to come down?
Stop it, really?
I'll come down.
You could be my emotional support.
Yeah, and Adrian, I can say, Adrian, cut back on that. Cut back on the glitter.
Cut back on
the pom-poms.
We'll need to dress the kids. I'll need to figure out what they're wearing. Tom doesn't have runners at the moment. Well,
he needs footy boots. That's a definite.
So can't he just wear his runners?
He can.
What are footy boots?
Footy boots are the ones with little studs on the bottom.
Oh, so you do need shoes with studs on the bottom?
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah, the other kids will.
Ah, see? Yes.
You can always get them at all good sporting retail shops.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right, I need you. I need you.
Footy shorts. Now, does Tom and Alice have a team?
Yes, they do have a team. Well, Tom is a tiger.
Well, he needs to go out there and get a little tiger jersey.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be the sleeveless one if he doesn't want it to be. You can get with the ones with sleeves.
Okay.
So I'm demonstrating the sleeves on air.
Okay,
you can't
good.
See this. But.
Now, Alice is excited as well. Not as excited, but she said she would give it a try. And this local football thingo that we're... This Auskick has a girls' team. So as in they have girls young.
Yep.
So they'll be playing. So anyway, well, I'm going to take you up on your...
Comes with a small fee, but that's okay.
Yes.
I tell you, so when you get to Auskick... Mm-hmm. You're going to be overwhelmed by how many kids and how many parents are there. So one football ground, and there'll probably be about 6 or 7, 8 mini games happening at once.
Did you do
on
it?
On the ground. I did Auskick for a little bit.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So what we did, I think I played at a football club. So once you get a little bit older, you get rotated during the proper team, and then you get rotated back to Auskick and then rotated through. That's what I
remember. What's a proper team? I don't know what you're talking about.
When you get a little bit older, they start adding... scores and
so when you start Auskick, there's no scores. What?
Yeah, well, it's not about winning, it's about participation.
Oh, yeah,
that's what Team Melbourne's going to tell us about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, awesome. Well, good. Well, look, and thank you. We've had an SMS in saying, suggest that maybe I should give Tom a rainbow mouthguard.
Fantastic. So. What else can you... Oh, text in. What else does Adrian need for Auskick? You can text in at 0427-JOY949, or you can, you know, jump on the old Mac and on air at joy.org.au.
Coming up next, we'll be talking to Jack from Team Melbourne on Joy 94.9.
Hold tight. Family Matters will be back shortly, so don't go far. But if you do miss any of the action, our Family Matters podcast will help you get up to speed. Visit joy.org.au/Family Matters, your lighthearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Berrystreet.org.au.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9. I'm Dave, and I'm back from Europe and after the gallivanting around, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
We haven't talked about your gallivanting.
Oh, so much to talk. That's actually, we should do it overnight, actually. You want to stay around? No, but we better get back into it. We've got Team Melbourne. We've got Jack, who is the current vice president, and Jack's the current secretary of Team Melbourne, and Sebastian's the current vice president. I've got that
Sebastiano,
one.
Hey!
So, hello. Does that mean, Sebastian, you can't travel in the plane with the president?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Italian. He's Italian. That's not... Oh.
Don't worry.
I think we should stop that topic.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. First question.
So you're from Team Melbourne. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
What's Team Melbourne?
Well, I'll go first. So Team Melbourne is an umbrella organisation, and we help look after the LGBTIQ sporting clubs and recreational clubs around Melbourne. So it's basically what we are and what we do. We started about 8-9 years ago when the Out Games were in Melbourne. And have grown from there. So we've got just over 20 affiliated clubs at the moment.
So, like, what are some of the clubs like that you've got? Like, you know, well, I don't want to say names if they're not signed up. You know,
no, we've got Melbourne Front Runners, which are the running and walking club.
Yeah,
we've got
the water ones,
the Glamourheads,
the swimmers. That's
the Glamourheads,
right.
And Surge, the water polo team.
Gotcha. We've are they rowers?
They are rowers. They're the Argonauts.
See, I'm all over it, Dave.
We've got the Spikers, the volleyball team.
Are they footballers?
I reckon say the name and we'll try and guess the sport.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Chargers.
Rugby.
You've got that one then.
Is there a bell? You should press a bell.
What about AFL?
There's AFL 9s.
I don't know what that means.
It's a short game, 9 players only.
Yeah. Oh, okay, got
it. We'll explain to you later on.
Yeah, okay. So all these organisations, you kind of help represent them and help do some funding and organising, you know, kind of team events. Is that right?
Yeah. So, look, I guess our biggest function is to try and bring the clubs together as much as we can and help them learn from each other. Some clubs have been operating for over 30 years. Other clubs have only been operating for 12 months. So it is a very community-based organisation, and all the clubs do such a fantastic job of facilitating all of their own day-to-day stuff. And we help field questions, or particularly with the newer clubs, just assist them with who to speak to or if who's got certain policies that they might want to learn from or even when it comes to fundraising or events, how we can help each other out at those certain events.
So mostly sporting clubs. What sort of the age groups? Is it welcome to anyone or is it adults?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, so most of the clubs probably start at 18, 19 and then go right through. What we find actually is that most of the clubs have an older demographic. When I say older, I say over 30, which I shouldn't say older because that
luckily Adrian and I are both under 30.
Yeah, so that puts me well above that. But mainly it's people that return or have sort of had enough of the clubbing scene or
they're up for lawn bowls
and they're and they come and join sometimes sports.
Is there a GLBT lawn bowls?
Yeah. No, there isn't. There isn't
opportunity.
Now our very lovely Gina, she loves the LGBTI elders, looking after them. So I reckon lawn bowls could be.
See, LGBTI bocce. Like, you know, like, don't worry about it.
I played bocce for a season.
What's that?
I played bocce for a season.
Yeah, amazing.
So
isn't it about throwing your bowls around?
It is. Oh, okay. It's the Italian version. Yeah, my mum and dad were champions of the West in lawn bowls, but anyway, it's for another show. So Team Melbourne does a lot of fundraising work, if that's right, and you got something came up this weekend?
What's up this weekend? So we help facilitate some fundraisers, or one particular fundraiser at the moment, which is our annual raffle. So you'll notice some of the clubs around and about selling some raffle tickets, which the winner has the ability to win a $2,500 travel voucher.
Nice. They have the ability to win, or they win it?
They win it. Yes, the winner wins it.
So they'd have to jump through hoops after them.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like you've got the ability to win it if you can
survive these 15 crocodiles.
That's right.
That's an idea. That'd be fun, yeah. But yeah, so you can win a travel voucher, and with the team, a lot of the teams heading over to Miami later on this year to play in the Out Games, and then again into Paris next year for the Gay Games. It can come in quite handy.
With the Gay Games, like Adrian's not fantastic at sport. Can he get involved?
Absolutely.
So it's for all abilities. No qualifying.
Yeah. No qualifying. So you enter your... Most of the sports have a grade level that you would enter. So beginners right through to more advanced. And then if the sport's too much, you can always volunteer. It's always fun.
So I don't mean to be rude, but I can't... If I can't play, how am I allowed to play? Does that make sense? Like, how can you let me into the Gay Games if I don't actually have any ability to hockey?
You can score, yeah.
You can score.
So, look, I think a lot of the clubs do a really good job of helping people that have never played sport before get involved in all of their sports. So they have dedicated coaches or dedicated time frames where you can learn how to play a sport.
So that's the club, but that doesn't mean you go into the Gay Games, does it?
If you want.
You can.
Really?
You can win the travel voucher and go to Miami.
Well, I mean, I can go to Miami, but I can't play on behalf of Australia in a sport, can I?
Oh, well, you can. You'd be pretty bad at it, but that's okay.
At least that sounds amazing.
At least you participated. I mean, you get a medal for it.
So, Adrian, what do you do outside work? Oh, I represent Australia. Yeah,
You can't throw a ball. What do you mean Australia's like leading javelin?
Everyone can win the green ribbon. It's fine. Everyone can win the green ribbon.
I get a little participation ribbon.
Yeah, the green one.
Everyone gets
good work, Adrian.
It's what we all got at school when we came last in athletics or whatever.
That's the irony of it all. We were all the worst at sports at school. So, but what's on this weekend? There's an event on this weekend. Is that right, Jack?
This weekend is Team Melbourne's annual sports festival out at Vic Uni and Footscray Park.
Wow.
Sounds good. So that's a day for everyone to come out to come and try day, where all the clubs that we mentioned before and some more, about 20 are going to be there with representing their sports, giving demonstrations throughout the day.
Wow.
Kicks off around about 9:30. We've got a barbecue lunch.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
And you can just kind of peruse what's on offer.
Correct. You can come and try. It doesn't cost you anything.
Now, our show, clearly named Family Matters, it's all about families. Anything for families on the day?
Should I bring the kids?
Yeah, so we've done something a little bit different this year, and we've tried to involve more broader parts of our community, and we've actually got the guys from Proud to Play who will be hosting our first ever family zone on the day. So they've got games and all sorts of stuff ready to go to get the kids involved and get the kids active, and can even look after your kids if you like.
What's Proud to Play?
So Proud to Play are an organisation that look at sort of breaking the binaries within mainstream sport, and so they work really really hard with a lot of the state bodies. So they've been working really hard with Cricket Vic and Basketball Vic to try and help LGBTI young
feel
kids.
Welcome, yeah.
Yeah, feel welcome within the sport and feel comfortable as well. So
Proud to Play is really good. I've been to the Proud to Play basketball sessions. They've been fantastic.
Great. I'm getting all learned up in this tonight's show. I'm loving it. I'm actually thinking this might be my little foray into my own Auskick situation. Does that make sense?
Like it does.
You know, I might be able to get my confidence up if I can hang around a few of the gays and, you know, play football with them. I might be able to rock up to the big league, the big Auskick league, you know.
So maybe. This sporting event on this Saturday, is that an annual thing?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the size of it? How many people turn up to these events?
Yeah, so look, we've been lucky enough to have it grow year on year. So we're hitting around that 400-450 people participation rate, and we want to get more and more down there. I mean, the Maribyrnong City Council support us each year, and they do a great job in doing that. We've also got Curry and Associates, who have come on board as sponsors as well, who are sponsoring our registration process. So, you know, we've got some key people involved, and I think the true success of it is that the clubs do such a great job of running their each individual sessions. It's all good and well to brand it the Team Melbourne Sports Festival because that's what it is. But in all reality, the sports clubs in Melbourne, and we're super, super lucky, just do such a great job of running their
exciting. I'll be down there with the Proud to Play guys, Ryan and James. And
Should we bring the whole family, including animals?
Including animals. You can bring your dog along because at 1:30 we've got Christina Andrews, who's winging her way back from New York as we speak.
Really?
Leading our big queer dog walk, which starts at 1:30. We're going to be walking around Footscray Park. I'm not too sure what she'll be leading.
Well, an animal, I hope.
Hopefully it'll be an animal.
His name's Spud.
Spud?
Is Spud a dog?
Spud is a dog.
Yeah,
Spud's a greyhound. Spud's a greyhound.
Now, if you don't have a dog, and you might have a... Can you tie your boyfriend on the...
Stop it. I thought you were going to ask if you could bring your cat.
I saw
a lady walking her cat today in rural Victoria. I thought was
interesting. Rural Victoria.
Yeah.
She's missing, clearly. She's missing. All the posters up in New Brunswick. She's missing.
Did you give her a flyer about the sports festival?
Yeah, I couldn't stop. It was 110 on the freeway. I had a radio show to get to, so I couldn't stop.
Which arrived late, by the way.
Pretty sure if you had your other animals apart from dogs well contained, you could bring them down.
As long as you cleaned up after them, I'm sure. Yes. So it's Saturday at what time?
We open up at 9 o'clock for registrations, and you can register online as from later on tonight.
Registration for what?
To participate in the sports that are there.
Oh, so you can't just... You can rock up
right, and register on the day.
Right, so but you've got to register to be able to... Like, if you're there and you're like, oh, hey, I want to...
Just so we know who's who and where's where and everyone's so covered. And
in the event of an emergency, we want to know who's around.
Yeah, so, right, in the park. And the kids don't have to register, do they?
Yeah, we'll get all
got to register the kids. Yeah. Right, so I can do that online now.
Yeah. Oh, as later on tonight, you'll be able to.
At what website?
teammelbourne.org.au.
Right.
.org.au.
Or,
I'm signing up now.
Or on the day starting at 9 a.m. going through to what time?
3:30, 4 o'clock is when it sort of winds up for the day. So last sport finishes off at 3:30, and then by the time everyone's finished mingling and all that, sort of gets to 4 o'clock.
Great.
So the Glamour Head Sharks, they're in the pool?
They are in the pool.
And you got a rowing team?
They will be.
Are they in the Maribyrnong River?
Yep. Yes, they will be.
Well, you're really suited out there in Footscray.
Exactly.
Have we got time for a little story?
We have.
How long have I got, Dave?
You've got about, you know, just enough time to tell your story.
So, you know, I struggle with sports. I've never done any of this stuff, but I decided 4 years ago that I would step outside my comfort zone and decided to sign up to the rowing club, the GLBTI rowers. Who are they?
The Argonauts.
The Argonauts. I went through this awesome sign-up process. It took me about a year because I was a bit unsure and I was on the list and bloody blah. And then I had to wait for their newcomers day. It was very exciting. So I went down and the kids sat on the banks of the Albert Park Lake while I, very nervous. I can't swim and I decided to do that, but that's fine. And they said, look, it's just this introductory, you know, get in a boat and, you know, see how it floats. And I said, like, I can't really swim. And they're like, you know, it's impossible to turn over these boats. They're kind of constructed in a way that you just, you know, you can't. And we're on the, you know, we're in Albert Park Lake here, so there's, you know. So that was fine. So I went in to this boat, and there was maybe four of us in the boat. Maybe I'm not sure how many are in a canoe or whatever the hell it was. And then we all sat there, and we started rowing around this lake, and it was August, and it was cold, and it was freezing, and it was windy, and it was a bit choppy, and they reminded us that you weren't able to spin these boats over and that none of them had ever spun over before.
This sounds disastrous.
And we kept rowing, and right at the time that we got to the very center of the lake that I couldn't swim in at Albert Park, the wave came just a bit too big and it filled the boat and the front of the boat sank, and then the back of the boat sank, and then the whole boat sank, and we all were in the middle of Albert Park Lake where I couldn't touch the bottom.
I can see you with your designer little sweater as well getting wet in the pool.
I was in my designer sweater and my shoes and shoes, I had to take them off.
Loafers.
I was squealing just a little bit. All the people on the side all the people on the side, all the runners were having to come over. They were like trying to throw things in.
Was this
all
a nightmare for the kids watching their dads?
Yes, that's right. drowning in Albert Park Lake. So then all the other boats had to come. All these other boats came towards us and then they all had to save us. So I was like draped over the front of this other Argonauts boat or whatever it was. And they were like bringing us to safety and I was drenched from head to toe. And
it was the darkest day for the Argonauts, I heard.
I didn't. I decided canoeing was not for me. So, you know, darkest day, poor guys. But they, you know, unfortunately, the boat just was destroyed. Like, these are not cheap. Don't mention it to the guys. They
I was going
to
say, if you come down on Sunday, maybe you should avoid the water.
Avoid the water. Yeah. Avoid the water.
Yeah. I think I'll stick
There's
to
a lot of dry land sports.
I think that's right.
Give those a try.
Well, thank you, guys. It's been awesome having you on the show. Thank you very much for coming in, Jack and Seb from Team Melbourne. If you're interested in learning more about what sports are available for you or your family to play, come on down to Footscray Park and Victoria University this Saturday. At 9 a.m.
And what's the website to register?
teammelbourne.org.au.
Or our Facebook page.
Oh. Which is?
Team Melbourne Facebook page.
Okay, I think it's proudtoplay.org.au as well.
And proudtoplay.
Yep.
It has been delightful. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're on Joy 94.9 Family Matters with Dave and Adrian.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Family Matters, Joy 94.9. The vision of Adrian drowning in the Albert Park Lake is still
fresh in your mind.
Still
huh?
fresh in my mind. What have we got over there? A donation or something? Adrian?
We've received a donation from Jonathan from Forest Hill who sent through $50.
$50.
Thanks, man. He felt so bad about the broken canoe or whatever.
He wanted to donate to your swimming lessons.
Yeah, that's
going
right.
Forward.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, thank you very much for donating. You too can donate by
going to the website, joy.org.au.
Hitting on the donate button.
Or you can actually just phone in 1-300-JOY-949. Wishin will answer the phone.
Simple as that. Probably a tax deduction as well. Not that I'm giving tax advice out. I would never do that on air.
No, just a disclaimer. Adrian, we're not...
So where have you been the past few weeks, young man?
I've decided I'll go solo for a little bit.
Oh.
I did catch up with my best mate in London, but I did a lot of solo travelling through Europe. So I did about 8-9 cities during the time.
Your best mate? Is he straight? Or gay?
Straight.
Did you ever crush him when you were young?
No, but massive ally. He's been to so many gay nightclubs with me. It's hilarious. Stand Up Straight should have him on.
Ah,
he's an ally.
Live cross to him. So where did you travel around?
So I started in London, then sort of went around to the UK area. Paris, Amsterdam, Germany, a little bit of Poland and Czech Republic.
Standout location?
For me, Krakow in Poland.
Excuse
Love
me?
Krakow.
Wow. And what is that? Is that like a...
It's a little cute little city.
It's a
Poland,
city.
Yeah. Yep.
Check that one out. Was it cold?
Minus 15 in Poland.
Uh-huh.
My favourite landmark was Paris, the Eiffel Tower.
Did you climb
Love
it?
Love that. Not physically, but I did catch the elevator. A little bit lazy that day.
Did you take the stairs?
Go a bit lazy, yeah.
Any interesting dalliances? Are we allowed to discuss this?
Oh, yeah. Where's Beck for the hashtag find Dave a date?
Well, we are trying to find Dave a date. And,
well, there has been a bit of movement at the base.
Do you need to go to the toilet?
That's a very strange choice.
Is that what that smell is? I wasn't sure.
No, well, there's been...
Movement at the station.
What's your view on long distance?
Movement at the station. LDR.
Is that what it is?
Long distance relationships. Yeah.
Longitudinal.
My friends and I have always said, have had a hard rule that it's no, that it's the hard rule is no. But... Keep talking. I can be convinced.
I'm thinking, this gentleman, well, I should say he's a lucky gentleman, but I think I'm the lucky gentleman.
Yeah.
He before meeting me, he was looking at finding work in Sydney. So that's starting to become a little bit more local.
So where's this gentleman from?
London.
He lives in London.
London.
And what how old?
He's a little bit older than me, so he's 30.
And how much time have you spent with him?
A small amount of time, 3 or 4 days.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say 3 or 4 hours.
3 or 4 hours at
Dave.
3 a.m.
I wasn't really.
It was 3 a.m. to sunrise. No,
I wasn't really sure where you were going to go. I'll be honest. It is. Your chances would be better if you were lesbian. I think that is the truth. You know, I mean, you might move in together, but I do have a feeling that that, you know, it has been done. These long-distance relationships have been done before.
But if he comes to Sydney, that's closer than if I can try and persuade him to Melbourne.
Was he just saying that?
No, he said that.
Lots of Brits do.
He studied in Sydney for a little bit.
So has anyone got any... My friends have got a long-distance relationship exactly like
Let's
this one.
Let's get them on the line.
What, do you want to talk to them? Oh, I think that's a good idea. Do you want to pick up the phone and call them? So here's what they did.
I think we're running out of time. Are we running out of time? No.
So what they did was...
I need as much advice as possible.
Andy from Blackburn South went over to London, went to a nightclub and met Simon from...
From Clacton.
From Clapham. And then he came home. And then they had this kind of like intense long-distance relationship. And someone from London came to Australia a few months later.
Ah.
Like maybe it might have been like 6 months or 4 months later or something, and for a week or something.
Oh, just a week, just to test the waters.
Test the waters for a week. And then came back another 4 or 6 months later for another week or something. And then Andy went there. And then Simon moved to Australia.
So you seem like you're in the know. You know people with a bit of experience. What's your... You can be my consultant maybe.
I think I could.
You've got to roll the dice, don't you?
You've got to. I think you've got to take risks, calculated risks. And you know Andrew and Simon expecting their first child in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well. We should get them on Family Matters.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
write that down.
Yeah, Andrew. Get them down.
Speaking of... What have we got? Another donation?
Donations. Oh, this one's come through from George from North Fitzroy. $100. I tell you, I can tell more sob stories about me in sporting accidents
and
if you want.
My love interests. That's $150 for us really combined.
Really awesome, George. Thank you so much for sending it through. I mean, you can donate joy.org.au and you go into a competition to go to Sydney, right?
Mardi Gras, yes.
Mardi Gras.
I think you got it. Yeah, I think that's a little bit different. But anyway, I think it's a different comment. You got to do something else.
I haven't read the memos,
no,
Dave.
No memos.
I need a producer, Gina, who's not here, and so I'm pretty useless without her.
Gina. But there is a bit of action at the hashtag Find a Dave. What is it? Find Dave a date.
Find Dave a date.
So we'll just sort of.
All right. Any long distance advice, send it through either positive or negative, but just keep it positive. Actually, positive or negative, I'll filter it and just tell Dave the
what he wants to hear.
On Joy 94.9 Family Matters with Dave and Adrian.
Well, we're nearly out of time, Adrian. It's been quite a fun time one-on-one with you on Family Matters. Family Matters.
It's been awesome. And another piece of advice, though. Ooh. Just before we go, if I can squeeze it in, if you don't mind.
Pen and paper's ready.
So I picked up the kids today at the ridiculous time of 3:30. I don't know why they don't go to school from 9 till 5, but whatever. We brought them home. Kids were famished, and I had to give them a snack, and I gave them Nutella toast. Is that allowed?
I think that adds a bit of fun to their day. You know, because during the day they're having tried apricots and beans and... all the healthy stuff.
Exactly. What did you have when you would come home? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, I do. I was very boring.
What would you have?
Steamed rice with soy sauce.
Well, you wouldn't when you came home. You wouldn't do that. Yeah. And you wouldn't have that in real life. That's clearly a nightmare that you're retelling. That's not a real story.
That's a real story.
Is that real?
That's what I used to have. Either 2-minute noodles or steamed rice and soy sauce.
When you came home, but that's dinner.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm
And then would you
late.
Have dinner? What time would you have dinner at?
6 o'clock.
So you have... I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
So you'd go home, have a pre-dinner.
I was and like a little boy. You know those little Chinese cups or whatever you want to call them?
Wow, amazing. And how would you make the rice just quickly? I need this tip.
I have no idea.
Yeah, right. No, so the kids today thing. had Nutella toast with Zupa Dupas, which is like, you know, the icy pole thing. But I'm thinking that that's okay. I think that's just awesome. A bit of, you know, high energy afternoon snack.
So with the routines with you and with Ralph, do you have a rule of who's dropping off the kids, who's picking up the kids, who's involved in going to the school plays and the excursions and things like that?
This is just the details of running a family of four. Ralph works shift work, and so he he's always doing different shifts. He's a nurse. But he's going to have to do full-time night duty. So
it's all over to you.
Well, no, so that he can do drop-offs and I'll do pickups, whatever it is, between all the other way around. But that's what we have to do to manage the family. These are the sacrifices.
And how are they going, the kids?
Kids are awesome. They're fine.
Are they excited?
They are very excited and very well-adjusted, and it's just like not a big deal.
And what do they love most about school? I love lunchtime for going to sports.
I think it's definitely the food. Definitely the food. Honestly, it's all about the food.
I get it's all about Adrian.
It's all about the food. They love the snack packs and the little lunchy things, and they get to choose. And I think that they, they're most pleased about that.
I'll tell you what they would be looking forward to is having me on board as the OzKick consultant in a few months' time when the footy season starts.
So do I need to give them lessons before OzKick?
No, but
they
don't
know how to kick a ball. They wouldn't know how to hold one. I'm not sure they've even seen
I reckon buy them. Have you got a footy?
No.
I reckon you got to go and buy a footy. Just to get them a little bit familiar with like catching it and stuff.
I assume
like that.
It's a kiddie size one?
Yeah, get a kiddie size one. They all come in sizes. I think a kiddie one might be size 5.
Ah,
off
right.
The top of my head.
Right. And then get them one of those. Right, I've got to buy Tom runners because he doesn't have them.
Runners or footy boots?
I think footy boots.
I think go all the way. Footy boots.
Get footy boots. Oh, that's kind of exciting. And get him the whole gear. All right. I love it. They're going to be excited when I talk to him about it tomorrow.
Great show, Adrian. Loved working with you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I think we've got a few crew members back next week. Who knows? But it'll be a good combination.
Can't wait.
That's
until
all.
Then, you're on Joy 94.9. Who's next?
And the Woods.
What's that?
The Woods.
So butch.
Wolfgar.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.